47th lesson. A rose is a rose is a rose.
We've got a lot of nice things to show you in the next few lessons.
Stop! How dare you be so sloppy? Use your vocabulary, for heaven's sake.
English is such a rich language. Even a simple noise can be described in a host of ways. Look.
The generator was humming quietly in the corner of the room.
In the background, you could hear the steady ticking of the huge grandfather clock.
A log fire crackled and hissed in the grate. It was too quiet. Holmes was on his guard.
Suddenly, there was a ping from the alarm in the kitchen.
Outside, footsteps clattered over the roof of the adjacent house.
Somewhere in the distance, a door banged shut. There was a rattle of gunfire, followed by a scream of pain. A heavy weight thudded into the bushes with a noise of snapping branches.
Victory to the just!
There was the pop of a cork and the fizz of champagne.
To crime, said Dr. Watson. We'll prove it doesn't pay.
Moonlight shimmered on the surface of the lake, while above his head the stars twinkled in the velvet sky.
A torch snapped on behind him, and he was dazzled by the powerful beam of light.
He caught a glimpse of a tall, dark figure disappearing into the night.
In the distance, he could see the comforting glow of the city lights.
He turned around, staring out to sea. A light winked in the darkness. A boat was coming into the harbor.
He shone his own torch onto his watch. 4 o'clock. The gold watch strap glittered.
Pearls of dew glistened on the grass as dawn began to rise.
A triumphant gleam came into his eyes.
He's going to try and escape by sea. I'll catch him at the port.
Exercises.
All that glitters is not gold.
How dare you use such language?
The room was silent, except for the steady ticking of the clock.
The cat jumped out from behind the armchair, hissing in anger.
His gun clattered to the ground.
He snapped on the torch. The vase gleamed in the powerful light.